cap lock's problem. I can't get into the computer.
That it'll do it. Just enough.
I'm not smart enough to look at that one.
All right, it's February 2nd. It's 5:45, 4:45, and we're here in working session. Everybody is present. I thought we would just go through this agenda quickly. So we're all on the same page. Our law director has a report this evening, and Gavin needs to share an update and a report, and they both are going to leave the meeting. So though we're in numerical order, we're going to go a little bit out of order. I will absolutely approve to the agenda your TMACOG report, and you can share the updated name. But before we do much else, we'll go to fiscal officer and then law director. Then we'll go back to new business and the township administrator if there are any updates. We'll obviously give time for public comment. Is there anything besides the TMACOG update that we want to add to this agenda?
Well, the executive session, we're having executive sessions.
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Okay. For employment issues, yeah.
Yep. That's I should tell Kathleen. It's going to be on from here on out, correct?
Until further notice, yeah.
I thought I put that on my email, but I
didn't. You did. You sent an email that said we're going to get everybody lined up.
Right.
So you were working on doing their reviews.
Yep.
I think that's where we stand right now. You're doing the reviews, and then we're going to meet with everyone.
Yes.
Anything you want to add to that?
Nope.
That's where we stand.
We're just working on it.
So next meeting, we should probably meet with some people because, it's only the second meeting in February.
Right.
But it'd be good to meet with somebody.
I'm just pointing out new record.
We all need to congratulate Gavin. He got the bank reconciliation done in 2 days' time.
So I said new record.
Is it?
February 2nd on January 31st.
Oh, wow.
I had a conference call today that I really wasn't listening to. I
get some of my best work done then.
Hopefully they're not listening to it.
It was my personal work. That's what I was here.
So, Dawn, there's a ton of information. Do you want to go through what we're discussing tonight? Make sure everybody...
Sure.
We'll be out there. They can ask questions out there. They can ask questions here. Whatever.
Okay, the first item I put on my portion was NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. I believe that in your packet, if you had a chance to look at it, there's a public memo in there talking about them. Debbie, as you probably noticed, that said... Historically, there's never been a non-disclosure agreement signed by any of the elected officials that any of us ever have known. And there's a lot of history here that would know that.
I don't think ever been asked. Have you been asked prior?
No.
I don't. It is.
I think your
really
conclusion in that memo is important to share with everyone.
Yes. It's just very rare at this level, maybe at a higher commissioner's level or the regional planners, but by the time that's gets to us, this level, there's a lot of public knowledge out there on projects anyway. But it was offered at the last meeting that there was an agreement that no NDAs would be signed as it relates to data centers by this current board. So that is the reason this is in front of you.
And that would include confidentiality agreements, you know, anything, an acronym for a non-disclosure agreement. Confidentiality for executive session.
Is confidential.
Correct.
A proprietary information. A non-disclosure is gaining information and not, it's broader than confidentiality agreements.
Okay.
Or understandings or legalities in an executive session. We don't want to reach beyond that the statute under open meetings allows for the work of the township to go forward as using executive sessions for certain economic developments. But this specifically just addresses non-disclosure agreements as to data centers. Any follow-up with that?
Yeah, there's going to be follow-up. Give me a second.
Okay.
I had to get to it.
Oh, okay.
You prepared a report, a memorandum on non-disclosure agreements, and you basically said they're not necessary because you can't do anything outside the Sunshine Laws that would allow you to do it. So I'm getting to, according to institutional knowledge, official records of Board of Trustees, no NDAs have been executed. Resolution prohibiting the use of any NDA now or in the future is not recommended action as it may limit the use of statutory authority given to the board. So you nevertheless prepared an NDA resolution related to data centers because of the situation we find ourselves in currently with people being so concerned that we're not following sunshine laws or what have you. But
so accusatory.
There you go. So since people are accusing us of doing things that we're not doing. But if what you really mean is we shouldn't do a resolution prohibiting the use of NDAs, I don't want to do a resolution.
Because they're already prohibited by Open Meetings Act, more or less, or Freedom of Information Act, I don't know what you would call it.
Yeah, all those things, right?
A specific NDA is not prohibited, but it would circumvent the authority for moving forward with the exceptions to the Open Meetings Act that you have under the statute.
So we would be breaking the statute, for instance, signing a resolution that says we're not going to murder anybody would be an extreme example of what we're, right? There's already a law that we can't murder somebody. There's already
right.
a law that we can't hide this information.
Yes, correct.
Except for the seven items in executive session, real estate, economic development.
Personnel matters.
Yeah.
Yes.
Contract negotiations, yeah.
So is there something we're doing wrong if we put a resolution? Like, are we really making a mess for ourselves in the future?
This only goes to data centers right now based on the words of the board in the public at the last meeting that says, happy to sign a resolution that we will not enter into a non-disclosure as to data centers.
Okay.
That's all.
So
it's already spelled out in the ORC. We're just restating the fact more or less.
No, it was stated by you in the
board. But yes, but
legally
she's
you
saying,
could sign an NDA.
Yes.
You still have to disclose
that you signed
most
it.
Yeah, most of the information that's in there.
Yes.
But this is saying we just won't do it.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we just want to make sure.
And just because there's one drafted doesn't mean
we have to do it.
Do it, yes.
Right. We'll have that discussion out there,
yes.
But
correct.
You're going to lead the discussion by explaining that it's not a necessary document. Basically.
Yes.
Okay. based on your memo. And then we can decide out there if we're going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes.
Good? Guys, good?
Good.
Okay.
Okay, next, the resolution regarding digital methods for public notices. As everybody here, I think, knows, House Bill 315 provided for an amendment to 51906 on notices to be able to be notices of public hearings could be placed on our digital platforms, our website, and social media. It's not or, it's and, because we already have a social media site. So they both go there. Post notices on the state website, or you can continue doing it in a local paper if you have one. But this will allow it to go to the on the website, which we've been discussing, save money, consistent, and we don't have to worry about
probably
the newspaper
right.
Stop publishing. I know there's some concern about record keeping. It's not any different than what we do now, as we get we have a copy of what's posted in the paper and notice and the date that it's posted with a
I just
note
mean I don't know. Do we have what are when we have a social media site, what is our responsibility for record retention when people comment on
you don't have to keep it. You don't have to keep it.
Can you turn off comments on that section? So if you say, hey, there's the zoning meeting on Monday and they're considering rezoning a 5-acre parcel or whatever. And then
that's not what I would say.
But I'm talking like Facebook, and then people comment, what's it about? You know, this, that.
So that's what.
And then you get a whole myriad of. Is it still permissible to turn off comments on just the notice portion? I guess that's a question.
I don't see how you can. I don't know how it works that you could even do that. I mean, you turn off. I mean, people are still going to post. They're going to post comments.
I'm just saying.
But my
concern is you do that. Are we opening up our Facebook page to? I'm not a Facebooker. I don't have an account, but I know what's happened to one that they made out there, and all of a sudden people are posting a bunch of stuff. Is that what we want our Facebook page for? That's my only concern. I mean,
the statute says the legislation is that if you have one, you use it. If you don't have one, you don't have to make one up. So, if we didn't have a Facebook page, we would not have to have a second source. If all we had was a website, but we have both, so if we're going to use the website, we have to post to the social media site. That's the statute.
So would there be anything wrong with putting a tagline at the bottom that says, comments will not be responded to, please refer to whatever
else? I don't think we're just posting a public hearing.
Yeah.
It's going to be more red and more visible than the back of the blade.
I agree with that.
And if people comment, people comment. They comment on our Facebook page now. They comment on Facebook pages all over. If we find that all we have is, I guess, harassing comments, we decide we don't want Facebook anymore.
She just said we can't do that anymore.
Yeah. We can get rid of Facebook.
No, we can just use now electronic versions and just put it in the blade.
Right. That's what we would reverse.
Or the sign out front or something.
Well,
like
I don't know why a posting of a public hearing would get more negative comments than a posting we make today.
Depends on the posting.
Carol, do they still do the Dodge report book on public bids?
The Dodge report.
I'm guessing that's a no.
I think that's a no, yes.
So, this is nothing about public hearings, but what is our responsibility on Facebook, like, for records retention? Do we have to archive things that people post up there?
Do we have to archive us?
Yeah, I don't even know. That's why I'm asking.
Might be worth an email to John Burrell's office, maybe.
There you go.
Or maybe at, maybe there's one at
OTA.
Yeah.
They have a session on it.
Social media.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely something with elected officials on Facebook.
There's quite a bit.
Yeah.
I don't know about the records retention, but
I just want to make sure we're complying.
It.
And I don't.
You'll get an audit exception for
that. Well, like you're doing something for the, you know, what you think is the greater good, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh.
I can bite you.
Yeah.
It's
and
not the greater good, right?
We just want to make sure that we're doing, even if we don't know what we're not doing, like you figure it out before we open that up.
I brought this up when it passed. Gavin didn't want to do it. Chuck, you brought it up just several weeks ago. Do you want to discuss it out there? Do you want to keep it on the agenda? Do you
No, I just think, you know, we need to be consistent. But, you know, to get Gavin's question answered about the record retention, but, that, again, my question would be, so we put a public hearing out there, and then somebody makes a comment, it's like, well, why are they doing this? Why don't they, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, they're going to do
that.
Just
like,
assume
we're not
gonna
they're
respond.
Gone,
right.
And it's just like, you know, all of a sudden you have 50 irate neighbors show up for a lighting district public hearing. It's like, or something like that,
mm-hmm.
that because of misinformation that's put out there on social media. Not by us, but other people.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Okay, so we'll bring it up and say we're going to put it under old business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not opposed. Actually, we get how...
We'll get some information at conference and come it back, bring it back around.
And maybe Kathleen, we can shoot a... You know, Elaine Zutch or somebody in John's office can answer that question. Yeah.
Okay. Next one, Missy.
The updating the discipline policy. We've been talking about this for a while, or a couple of times, I guess. And finally, if you go to the highlighted language, page 2 of the policy, is the language we're proposing.
Do we need to approve that out there?
Yes.
Okay.
And then...
this is the most exciting one. We've been working on this for a long time.
Yes. Proposing a zoning text change with regard to supplemental regulations that we change the or provide for passive income or low no passive income, low mandated employment businesses in the JEDZ.
And we're not passing this resolution. We're starting this process? Or is this a resolution?
No,
this is
I want direction from you. This is what we're looking at and what I am proposing Eric to be directed to go forward with the zoning process.
Okay.
It will come back after the Planning Commission comments, etc., to the board.
On the 5 employees, I mean, that's something
that's highlighted and a number that we needed it filled in.
Well, and I was just thinking. I mean, is that something that, in relation to square footage or the type of industry or something like that, or I mean, it's kind of. I know the gist of what we're trying to do, the car washes and the self-storage and solar fields and things like that. But if you get a warehousing or something like that that's got a dozen employees, but it's a million square feet.
That's why it's highlighted, to get some ideas how to quantify or make the JEDZ, the zone, you know, what it was created for, economic development and job creation.
So
I know we've had, I'm sorry, Barbara, we've had some challenges with Maumee before verifying employment. If we put hypothetically 10 in there and somebody's got 8, how are we to know?
Yeah, they won't verify.
Yeah, I mean, and we've asked Maumee and they're like, oh no, that's confidential tax information. We can't give you that. We were looking to do that before for the fire department, and we kind of just ask Ryan to pop in periodically. I don't know.
It's a tool, Chuck. Yeah. It's a tool. And no impact use is the terminology she uses, right? She's defining unmanned automated service facility. No impact use could include that square footage. You could say no impact use is proven when one person works in 10,000 square feet or some ratio that makes sense to you. So we could add that. Yeah.
Does McClivic have complete zoning control of the JEDZ, or is it just
We don't have to get this approved by anybody else.
I mean,
but they brought it up. The JEDS board brought it up and said.
I guess if we incorporate this into our zoning code, correct, that we could put a number in there for discussion, let it go through the planning commission, the zoning commission, and then by 120 days or whenever it gets back to us, then we can get some additional feedback and us determine what that final number is.
Yes.
Well, and even if it is in our zoning code, we could still go to the BZA for exception.
If there's...
Right.
So, Mark Zuckerberg wants to set up a satellite office.
There you go. Good example.
One job.
Gavin, are you touching base before you leave on the fire department renovations? So your report's going to be payment of bills, correspondence, and fire department renovations?
Yeah.
Or is there something you want to discuss right now on that? And we'll take care of it when you are gone.
So as far as the scope of work and everything, we are good with it. Walt sent some questions over to them on some wording in the contract that has to be updated before we can sign the contract. So I guess what I'd be looking for is an approval of the contract, subject law, you know, final legal review. It's a pretty in-depth contract of what they're doing, and this is from the beginning to the end. The construction oversight, you know, spells out their weekly meeting. So it's a heavy contract, you know, comparative to what we might have thought, but that project is a pretty extensive project.
Well, I find it interesting, you know, I think you and I both started with, we can put some dividers up in the room and make better dorms than we have. And we're going
way
you know, we heard, oh, we can't put dividers up, it violates fire code or whatever we heard, and
I went and visited other fire stations and I'm like, okay, we have to be like above average, like we would have been the bottom of the barrel for full time just trying to put some dividers, and that's not easy to maintain people.
Right.
Here, I'll do your football analogies for you. Like, the better the facility, the more...
Cleveland Browns, they have it tough.
The more players want to go there.
Right.
So the nicer you make your facility.
Yeah.
So it will help in retention.
And absolutely.
So, I don't know what our final cost is going to be. I mean, we're going to find out after they design it. But I feel like we're going the right track. You know, they're on the same page of how to design it to not be a Taj Mahal, but to be nice at the same time.
They do absolutely understand that we're not building the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. So.
And it looks to me like they're getting, the fire department's getting everything it needs. all the stuff at once.
Yeah, we talked about phasing and all that,
space,
but it didn't make sense. We're going to put the building out back for the storage because that frees up room and all of that sort of stuff. So it'll be a good project.
And people are already excited.
We're moving
forward and getting closer to having something. So, you know, like you say, it'll help.
But all the construction costs are in addition to this contract.
Yes.
So
right.
We are talking about another $500,000 to renovate. But it's not just more than that, you think? Well, let's just...
Yeah, I don't even want to put a number out there.
Yeah, don't do it.
Because then if there's an expectation, I mean, I'm just saying steel on a mezzanine is probably $75,000 on the low end.
I mean, residential construction now is $225 a square foot.
So this is a remodel, but, so... We'll see.
But we're fixing some of the problems in the building as well.
We have electrical problems. We're going to do HVAC of the whole building, not just the fireside,
which had been planned originally anyway, updating the HVAC. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. So do you want to include that? We'll just have Harold take care of it so you can go.
Sure.
We'll see how it goes, right?
That's fine. Harold was in the same meeting. Fire chief will be out there. He was in the meeting,
In our packet, our Board of Zoning Appeals appointment, it looked like we're available for a second term, and then we have to do the Swanton.
Yeah, I did actually talk to Matt Beal and Joe Keppel on Friday at the formerly known Team Dragon. I'll tell you more later. They've walked into, there's like no records.
Wow.
I mean, the phone rings, but they don't know who's got the phone service, who to pay. I mean, there's...
That's probably an issue.
The officer gone and the Matt being their trustees. So.
And I guess that the former trustees who weren't reelected just walked out the day after the election never showed up again, according to Matt. But they did have two representatives at the TMACOG event, and they're going to the conference next week, and they're going to the LCTA, and they're...
Well, good. They can learn some things.
So he's... And Joe said he's talked to Matt as well and anticipates a smooth transition on that board. So I think Matt will be fine.
Okay, we'll take care of that. And then we're going to come in here for an executive session. Anything else on the agenda that we need to finish up? Is there any work outstanding that you want to discuss? The employee reviews are important.
You're working
on
them.
Second mention. Anything? Gavin, you're going through the whole... That's why you printed that out, right? You're going to touch base.
I'll go over the financial statements, the year in review of what it was. Just, how I kind of just summarize it. Standpoint.
Yeah, you always do a really nice job.
So I'll do that before I take off.
Chuck, is there anything else?
No, on this summary of House Bill 646, I told Kathleen we'd discuss it. Do we want to just put the summary on the website, just say, hey, for information, current as of February 1st, just discusses what's the Ohio EPA water studies, which I learned some things on Friday also, that... The condition that the Board of Zoning Appeals could do is no wastewater discharge for any facility. I'm sure that'd be challenged by people discharging in the ditches, but one of the water people said, hey, put that as a conditional zoning, that no water leaves site.
Okay, I think we can shut it down.